Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Metro Research. Okay, and I'm conducting an opinion survey to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, just to make sure that, you know, we have a representative sample from all ages, what is the year of your birth, ma'am?
Huh?
What is the year of your birth?
I'm 62.
Okay, so
I'm 62.
Okay, it was
1973? 10/26/1961.
Oh, 61, okay. 1961. Okay, and what is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Fifth grade level.
What is that?
Fifth grade level.
Fifth grade, okay.
Five.
Okay. All right, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black, African American.
Okay, African American, okay. Right now, are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Yes.
Okay. All right, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Would that be almost... Would that be almost certain? Would that be
Democrat?
Okay, Democrat. Okay, but would that be almost certain or probably vote or 50-50 or probably not vote or definitely will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay.
I will vote definitely or body.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 10 means that you are, you know, not, zero means that you are not motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number.
I'm extremely motivated.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, and how much power do you feel that, you know, your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate me the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
10, okay. All right, and thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two, okay? The first one will be student loans forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, immigration, climate change, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform or police violence, healthcare, abortion, crime and violence, or the Israel-Palestine conflict. Hello?
Police violence and racism.
Okay, so be the police, criminal justice reform, police violence, and racism,
yeah.
You said, right?
Yes.
Racism and discrimination, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Right, ma'am, and now we would like to rate you how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. But you may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of the people or the group, let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump from 0 to 10.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Bad.
Okay, remember 0 is very cold and unfavorable, and 10 is very warm and favorable, and 5 is neutral.
0.
0. Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Oh, she's good.
What number would you give her? 10. Okay, Republicans in Congress?
0.
Joe Biden?
10.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Never heard of him.
Never, okay. And Democrats in Congress?
All Democrats, 10.
10, okay. All right, and if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or candidate or undecided?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay? And if you had to choose, okay, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided? Democrats candidate, right? Okay. All right, when it comes to campaign promises that President Biden made, you know, to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all promises, or kept most of the promises? Kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any
most
of his
of
promises?
The problem.
Most of his
most
promises.
Most of it.
Okay. All right, now, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, okay, you or would make no difference to you? Grows the economy. Would that be much more likely to support, someone more likely to support, someone less likely to support, much less likely to support, or makes no difference to you?
Yeah.
Which one would it be? Much more likely or somewhat more likely? Or somewhat less or much less? Somebody that grows the economy.
Someone less.
Huh?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less likely, okay. What about, looks out for people like me?
Good.
Would that be much more likely to support, someone more likely to support, or someone less likely to support, or much less likely to support?
Much less.
Much more or much less?
Much less.
Much less. Okay, what about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? Would that make you much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less
likely to support?
Much more likely. Okay, much more likely. Okay. All right, what about someone who secures the border? Would that make you much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference? Hello? Hello? Are you still there? Hello? What about wants to build black wealth?